So, Micro, I am recording this especially for you because your story about the hawk and the pigeon reminded me of an incredibly similar story. So, I live in Queens, New York, and one winter it was so bitterly cold that you couldn't even walk outside. But I'm obsessed, and I had to go get my morning coffee. And on the way there, I look down, and there is a little bird on the sidewalk, obviously with a broken wing or something. And usually I'm not the kind of person that picks up strange animals, but it was so bitter cold. And I understood that this bird was not going to survive even 30 minutes outside. So I was very torn what to do. So fortunately, I have a friend who rescues dogs. So I called her up and said, "Do you know someone who rescues birds? What do I do with this bird?" And so she said that she actually did know someone, and she called him up and calls me back and says, "You can take it over to his apartment in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan." So I say, "But how do I do that?" So she said, "You got to get a box." And I go, "How do I get it in the box?" As you can see, I really was completely immature about this whole thing, naive. So I got the box. I somehow got it into the box. And then I had to take a 30-minute taxi ride to the city, which cost me $30. That's what it was at the time. Today it would cost $60. And I get to this apartment. Hell's Kitchen at that time was not a very nice place. It's behind Times Square. And so it was a little spooky. And then it turns out I have to walk 5 flights of stairs holding my bird in the little box. And I get to the top and ring the door. And on the other side of the door, I hear, "Coo, coo." And I can't imagine what's inside this apartment. Finally, the door opens and this very pale young man was just welcoming me in. So I cautiously come in the door and am struck dumb. So in these kind of railway apartments, you know, there's this long hallway, and on every inch were shelves, and on every shelf were birds and birds and birds, live birds in a New York City apartment. There were birds walking on the floor. There were birds underneath the dining table. There were birds going around on the fan, and there were birds knocking on the closed window, 5th floor, trying to get in. So it was like being in a movie, and I was speechless. I didn't know what to do. But this young man was so hospitable and takes me into the living room. He even knew the name. He had given names to all the birds, and one of the birds was pregnant and was about to give birth. So I sit there and ask him, like, what's his story? And out came this incredibly tragic tale. He was about 23 at the time, but when he was 17, he got HIV and had to tell his mother he was gay, who kicked him out of the house. And he almost died just from the poverty of it. And finally, he got himself together. But the thing that helped him he also lost his job. The thing that helped him move forward in his life was that suddenly he was sitting in the park, and there was a hurt little bird. And he decided to take it home and bring it back to life. That one bird became two, became three. He would use the little money he had to go to the veterinarian to get medicine. And it got to the point where he would nurse these birds back to life, and then he would let them go. But the apartment now, he still had HIV, and from the looks of him, I think he might have had AIDS by that time. He was taking care of, I don't know, 50 to 75 birds. And so I looked at the floor and I said, how is it that it's so clean? And he said, oh, I constantly clean the floor. And you know that that poop was probably not good for his health. And I was just dumbfounded. But I saw that this taking care of other sentient beings is what had given meaning to his life. And so, somehow, we started talking about spirituality. I think he asked me about mine. And then he went to his bookshelf and he said, I have a book I want to give you. I really didn't want to take anything from him because I could see he didn't have much. But the book he took off the shelf was a book about St. Francis. And I know you know St. Francis was the saint of animals and this special love for animals. And I was so touched. And then we just went silent. And there was nothing else to say. And yet I couldn't move out of the chair. And it was as if this incredible silence just descended on this entire apartment. And even the birds got quiet. And this enormous peace just reigned. And then somehow, I don't know, after a few minutes, I just pulled myself together and said, well, I think it's time for me to leave. And up to that point, I wasn't sure I was going to leave that bird there. I mean, I thought, well, what was the best thing for this bird? You know, was this guy crazy? But at that moment, I said, okay, I'm going to leave the bird. And I wanted to give him some money. And he refused to take it. But fortunately, he left the room for a minute, and I left, I think, a 20 underneath the box. And then we said goodbye. And I walked down 5 flights of stairs. And at the moment I opened the door onto the street in Hell's Kitchen, the sun had burst forth and was hitting the snow in that kind of crisp, cold day that was so blinding that I couldn't even see. And in that instant, I felt that I had just been in the presence of St. Francis, which is a pretty odd thing because I'm a kind of Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, and the saints aren't particularly a part of my perspective. And yet, there it was. There it was. So I don't know what you did with the bird. But there was grace that day. And something I will never forget. Thanks for listening, Micro.